juvenile justice reform is something that you and your husband, Governor Sandoval, have discussed as a priority, especially for this legislative session. What are some of the key changes that you two are pushing for?
Well, we had the great opportunity of applying for a grant, the state did, and being connected with an agency called CSG, who really focuses on juvenile justice reform. And so they came and they evaluated our juvenile justice system and came up with some priorities that they felt we needed to address. One of them is a standardized risk assessment throughout the state. So youth get assessed, and it determines their risk level to, you know, whether or not they need to be detained, whether what type of services. And everybody throughout the state may be using a different one. And so when it comes to talking about a youth that's across the state, it's talking, you know, apples to oranges instead of apples to apples. The other big situation is that we don't have a centralized database. So every single juvenile justice entity is entering into their own database and their own system. And so our goal is to have a centralized database to be able to all communicate with each other about the youth that are coming in our facilities. So that we can determine what type of services they are getting, if they've been involved in the juvenile justice system someplace else, if they get picked up someplace else, we'll all be communicating together on what type of services that we're providing them. The third thing is really focused on evidence-based practices. So a lot of times we get a youth and we're not sure, you know, we throw a lot of services at them, but are we throwing the right services at them? And are they evidence-based or, you know, just kind of programs that we think will work best? And so we're really trying to focus on how we can implement more evidence-based programs throughout the state for our youth and really develop a plan for what's best for that individual youth instead of, you know, kind of a cookie-cutter approach.
Kathleen Sandoval, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.